Good morning. 00 hours. Showers. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Showers. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Showers. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Showers. 48 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Showers. 49 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
This is KS8EDQ monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Showers. 49 degrees.
KS8EDQ monitoring. QRZ station. This is N8FLK in Lansing. Name here is Kirby. How was your day?
Copy that station. This is, my name is Mike. I'm coming from Saginaw. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. Would you mind repeating your call sign phonetically, and then so I can get it written down, and then we can chat?
Certainly, Mike. Name is Kirby, Kilowatt, Ecuador, Romeo Baker Yankee. It's my name, and it's like the vacuum. And my call sign is November 8, Funny Looking Kid, FLK, like Flake. So there's a couple of phonetics for you. And yours was KF8EDQ, is that correct?
Close. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. And yeah, my day has been busy. I I'd love to tell you all about it, actually, that this morning I went out on the radio, on the FM radio on this station called WHNN, and I got to talk about one of the local shelter dogs to try and get her adopted out. Then I worked all day. I wanted to listen to the radio, but I was busy working and meeting, so I had to turn my radios off most of the day. Let me break for a moment. And then, I got out here, throw my call sign out. I'm wrapping things up for the day with work-wise, and there's nothing much to do but talk on the radio today because it's so cold and wet outside. This is KF8EDQ for ID purposes. Go ahead, Kirby.
Okay, KF8EDQ, I've got that down right, I think. And it's been a kind of a busy day here. We've done a few things. Had a meeting in Battle Creek with a friend on a drive from Lansing to Battle Creek. And I was selling a guitar. A guy came by and got that. And I got my little to-do list. I got a few things knocked out and a few more to go. The to-do list keeps me going in the right direction. So we're tired, and yet there's still plenty to do. Stay busy here in Lansing. But just glad that this repeater works so well to connect me with Flint and Saginaw and Fenton and here in Lansing, too. I guess we're down in Mount Clemens now, too. There's another repeater, I understand, that joined this net. Do you know how many repeaters or how many cities have repeaters on this linked net of repeaters?
Yeah, copy that, Kirby. I'm actually new to the hobby. I just got my ham call sign last week, and I haven't been listening long, especially on this frequency. So I have no idea, and I was actually going to ask you the same question, but I didn't know that these were repeated. There isn't like a good map somewhere that kind of shows what is repeated where, because I'm on GMRS as well. There's a GMRS repeater here in Saginaw, and it's repeated all over the place too, like down in Detroit and Mount Clemens and whatnot. So yeah, you get to reach really far, and I'm close to these Saginaw repeaters, so it's everything comes in real clear here. Over.
In fact, there is a map, if you will. If you got a pencil, I will give you a magic call sign that you can go to in your web browser and answer all these questions and more.
What is mystery call?
Copy that. I am ready to receive that said information.
Okay.
Go ahead, call
yours. WAFU name is Sean. Yeah, go to WACMN, Whiskey 8 Central Michigan Network. And That'll take you to their splash page. And when you're on there, you'll see all the different things they're doing. Along the top, you'll see it says analog. And if you go to analog and then go to VHF, you'll see the Allman VHF hub. And that'll tell you everything you need to know. But there's a bunch more stuff there about their other networks. They've got UHF, they got T25, et cetera. But what you're interested in is analog, VHF, Allman VHF hub. And that'll show you all the repeaters that are currently linked up. And it'll even show you who's talking on which repeater. Like right now, if you were on it, you'd be seeing a green bar in the Mount Clemens repeater because that's the one I'm speaking on. So it'll also let you know who's coming in where. All right, guys, I'll let you get back to it. Nice hearing you. Welcome to the hobby. I think you said you're both new. Good hearing you. And I'm going to get back to what I was doing here, W8FU, unless there's any other questions.
Didn't get your call sign, Sean. You might come back with that when you get a chance. I did find the web page. I got my license, my first license, back in 1982. So I've been around a long time, not as active as I'd like to be because we were overseas for much of that time and couldn't get on the air there. But, we've added, I know, Mount Clemens recently here, and I see Guilford is there. And it appears pretty nice to see all these repeaters. At one time, this was just three different cities. It was Lansing, Fenton, and Bay City, I think it was. Now we have 7 repeaters here. This is great. I'll turn it back over to you, Mike. This is N8FLK for ID.
Yeah, copy that, Kirby. And I'll tell you Sean's call sign, too, because I've spoken with him at least once before, and I've written it down here. It's Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Uniform, very short, very interesting. Interesting sounding, too. I like the way he says it. Welcome if you're new. If you're just coming back into it, yeah, I'm new though. I'm brand spanking new. So I've been on that W8CMN website and I got distracted by the DMR information. And so I went ahead and ordered myself a DMR radio so I can start getting linked up with it. But then my radio came in and it didn't hit. Anyway, the radio came in and it didn't have the programming cable, so now I'm waiting on the programming cable to come in. So the anticipation is a bit much.
Wait here in case Sean wants to add anything.
No, Mike, Kirby, good. I knew one of you said something about being new and whatnot, so. Welcome, or welcome back. So you got me beat, Kirby, 82. I was like 88, 87, 88, I think. So you got me by a couple of years there. Anyhow, you guys carry on, have fun, and like I said, that site's got a wealth of information on all different kinds of networks and all sorts of things going on. So I just thought I'd get that to you. And it's the easiest way to give it out, W8CMN, Central Michigan Network. And, from there you can fiddle your way around and find it. There's one specifically, if you're here in the Mount Clemens area, there's one that we have specifically set up, for us, but it's more complicated to get to. But that one's easy and simple. So, okay, you guys take care. I'm going to bow out of here now. Kirby, I do think you got my call now correctly. It's hard to forget once you've heard it, which is the biggest reason I like it more than anything. We'll catch you guys later. W8FU.
Oh, you win the prize for the strangest call I've ever heard in ham radio. Very memorable. Mine is November 8, Funny Looking Kids. I thought that was memorable, but you got me beat. I'll turn it back over to you, Mike, and welcome to the club. I've been active off and on, but we've been stationed overseas for a number of years, but I've been back here active in the States for the last 6 or 7 years. Back to you.
Copy that, Kirby. Yeah, it sounds like you serve, so I do appreciate people that do that. And I like to say at least thank you at least one time for about it. Yeah, but how was your day, really? I kind of told you what was going on with me. What were you busy with today?
We were just getting some stuff done here at the house, a few tasks. I had a 12 string I didn't want anymore, so I sold that. A guy came by, Facebook Marketplace paid me more than I paid for it, so that's always a win. And then I had a meeting in Battle Creek and went down there and then drove back and thought I'd turn on the radio when I got back. So there you were talking on this nice linked set of repeaters. And that's basically what's been going on here. I've got a DMR radio, an Anytone 878. I did try DMR for a while. It did not really thrill me, and so I'm still choosing basically analog. DMR has too many problems, I think. It's basically the ones that really make it work are the ones that, in my opinion, from what I've seen, they operate with a hotspot from home, and it's basically a computer, so I can do that without a radio. And they're basically, when I got in with the DMR group here in Lansing, I found out that they had trouble hearing me because I was running through my radio. And the ones that could be heard were using the computer links. So I thought, gosh, that's just not what I got into radio for. So anyway, back to you. This is N8FLK.
Copy that, N8FLK. Yeah, I know, I feel that, yes, that FM is kind of, it's more fun. I was having a blast with analog, and then this guy came across the repeater and was like, have you heard of DMR? You need to get a DMR. And I'm like, well, I'll look into it. So that's how I found out about the Central Michigan website that had all that information on it. But I did not... I'm going to have to I've visited it several times, but I'm going to have to go back there to see if I can find any maps.
Looking at it right now, but I haven't seen a map yet. I'll keep trying.
Do you have any dogs or cats, Kirby? Do you have any pets? I've got two dogs that I absolutely adore. One's name is Neo, that's Nancy Echo Oscar, and little Ducky, who runs around and likes to escape and run around the city unless I tie her up, which I have to do all the time now.
My wife and I are both big dog fans. We like dogs better than cats, although we like cats too. And we had a dog years ago when I first got my license in Shiawassee County, but when we became missionaries overseas, we couldn't take our dog with us. And then when we came back, retired about 6-7 years ago, I realized I'm still traveling too much and going too much to pay proper attention to a dog. We have no kids anymore, or they're grown up, to take care of the dog, so we just pretty much decided we can't have a dog. If we were more homebound, if I was less active, it would be possible. But anyway, certainly love dogs. They're wonderful people, wonderful, see, I called them people. they're wonderful animals, almost people. And back to you, Nate FLK.
Yeah, copy that, Kirby. I think dogs are people too, so I say it on purpose. But yeah, that's interesting. I'm home all the time, so I work from home full time, and I work in IT, and so my dogs love it that I never really have to leave, and I take them with me everywhere I go and all that. I'm going camping this weekend, so like we'll be gone running around in the woods for a while, and they like that too.
Hoping to do some camping before the snow flies and the fog. It's just a wonderful state to live in. There's so many nice things to do in Michigan, especially if you enjoy winter. And we did some tobogganing this year, and hope to do some snowmobiling maybe next year and tobogganing. I have done skiing, but I'm not sure if my left knee could handle it anymore, so I might not do that again. Anyway, I'm going to say 73s, but I really enjoyed the QSO, and look forward to talking to you again here in the on this repeater network. I don't know if you want to call, what you call it, 7 repeaters. There should be a name for it. But anyway, there's another one on the west side of the state that runs all the way from Indiana up to the UP. That's the W8IRA repeater network, if you want to call it that. Bunch of link repeaters, and I can access that from Lansing too. So just with my HT, I can work both sides of the state pretty well, from Detroit all the way over to Grand Rapids and east to west, and then from the north to the south. Anyway, I'll talk to you soon. I hope this is N8FLK, and I will be clear on your final, and do come back with your call again.
Okay. Yeah, copy that, Kirby. 73s, have a fantastic evening, and I'll talk to you again another time. I regularly monitor this frequency, so, yeah, take care. This has been KF8EDQ, and I'll be continuing to monitor.
Kilo Echo 8. Tango, Quebec, Indiana. Hello.
I caught the Kilo Tango India part. What's the first part of your call sign? Mine's KF8EVQ.
Mine is Kilo Echo 8, Tango, Quebec, Indiana.
What's your name, KE8KTI? Mine's Mike, and where are you transmitting from? I'm coming from Saginaw.
Oh, howdy. I'm in Mount Clemens. I'm Devin. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Devin. What are you doing on this, you know, is it chilly? I think it's chilly and rainy where you are. It's probably very similar to what it's like here. So, I mean, what are you up to? You just listening to the radio? I just got off of work. So, I'm just monkeying around with this, new contraption that I learned to program and got a license for.
Oh, okay. That's pretty awesome. I got a license a long time ago. Not a real long time ago. It was just a couple of years ago. I don't really know anything about radio, but I knew enough to pass tests. And I was just talking, I guess. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I was cleaning. And I was, like, scanning on the radio. And then I heard some you guys chit-chatting a little bit, so I stopped and listened for a little while.
Cool, man. Well, what do you like? What, you got any other hobbies that are interesting? Anything that you're really knowledgeable about? I like to learn new information, so, I mean, I love learning new things, and I have to do it constantly, and I just love doing it, so anything you can teach me, or, I'd like to learn, or if you've got any pets, I like to ask people if they have pets. This is KF8EDQ.
Okay, Kilo I forgot my call sign. Darn. Oh, Kilo Echo 8, Tango, Quebec, Indiana. I don't have any pets. I was never really a pet person. But I do like computers. I like, you know, mess around with the computers a little bit. So I like different operating systems like Linux and stuff like that. I don't know a lot about it at all, but I just kind of like it.
Well, Devin, if you want to talk computers, you've landed in the right spot. And I'll tell you a little bit about my setup here at home. I released my main gaming computer, game, like, play computer that's not work-related. Is I've got an HP Z840. You can Google that. It's like an engineering workstation. It's got two sockets, and each socket has 14 cores. I jammed 256 gigs of memory in there, and it's got four disk drives in it, and maybe four or five NVMe drives in there. That's totaling like 6 or 7 terabytes on a RAID setup.
Oh, awesome. That's really beefy. So what are you using it for? Are you serving someone, like a server?
Yes, I'm glad. It's funny that you asked that. I don't need nearly that much memory. But the idea is if I ever wanted to run my own LLM, or a large language model, or my own AI chatbot, I would be able to do that. I'd be able to host my own LLM. But for most part, I have a RTX 2080 Ti in it, so I'm playing like Overwatch and StarCraft 2 on there, and some Steam games and whatnot. What are you doing with your computer?
With my computer, I was just playing some like games, like Steam games and stuff like that, just like you. But you mentioned AI. So that's very interesting, actually. So you need the memory in order to, like, are you like, creating your own AI? I don't know anything about AI. I just know the name. But I've never really dabbled with it. One day I will, but I got other things that are a little more pertinent at the moment. But I still think it's interesting. So you're, like, creating a home AI that's not in the cloud?
The cloud is just, you know, when somebody says the cloud, they really just mean somebody else's computer that's connected to the internet. That's really all that means. So, but yes, I have servers. I don't run any web hosting servers or anything, nothing that you would be able to, like, query, because I really want me to be the only one doing something like that. But I do take part in, like, distributed computing projects. Let's say these are, like, not necessarily open source software, but there are scientists out. Oh, my radio keeps timing out. Hold on. I can tell you more about it if you like, but you can look up Folding at Home, which is a distributed computing project, and I participate in that. And you can do simulations on behalf of scientists that don't have enough horsepower to do it themselves, basically.
Contact Kilo Echo 8. Tango, Quebec, Indiana. I read your mind, because that's exactly what I was thinking about. I was thinking about the Folding at Home project. It has, you know, improved and iterated over the years. I used to do that a long time ago, but I never had, like, a beefy setup like you did, like a dedicated beefy setup. But I was always interested in that. So I am familiar a little bit with what you're speaking of.
Yeah, copy that. I actually built a purpose-driven GPU cluster. It has, you can hook up a dozen GPUs to this one motherboard. And so I filled it up with their NVIDIA P102s. They're retired crypto mining GPUs, and I use them for folding at home. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, absolutely. That's very interesting, and it's a nice way to repurpose some gear. And I've heard of SETI. I think it's called SETI. I forgot what it stands for. It's like Sierra Echo Tango Indiana. I forgot which. I think it's like extraterrestrials or something like that. It's not folding at home for the purpose of science or like curing diseases or like at least getting a clue or something of that nature. But SETI is like for other stuff. But it's in a similar vein as far as I understand. Over.
Yeah, copy that, Devin. This is KSA-EDQ for identification purposes. Essentially, SETI, or Searching for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, is another distributed computing project. So it is in the same realm as Folding at Home, but obviously a very different goal, where with Folding at Home, you're trying to solve diseases and cancers, and SETI, you're, you know, searching for aliens, so... That's interesting, too.
That is pretty awesome you do that. Really awesome. Because I'm interested in that, but my computer's not really beefy enough to do that. My graphics card is kind of poor. I got 64 gigs of memory. I got an Intel 12700K. I have... My graphics card is like a RX 7600, I think, because I bought it just for, it was better than what I had. Before I bought the AMD RX 7600, I had a 10-year-old graphics card. So it was a huge step up, even though it's a step up to a lower-end card, if that makes sense.
That's not that throwing of a card, man. I would be using it. I've got like a few setups. One of my other setups is an all AMD build. It's a Ryzen 5. It's a 5800X CPU. It's got 64 gigs of memory and an RX 6800 XT in it. That one's pretty beefy.
Yeah, that 5800X, that's a golden GPU card, right? Or is it the 5700 XT? It was like a super popular card or something of that nature, right? Kilo Echo 8, Tango, Quebec, Indiana.
Copy that, Kilo Echo 8, Tango, Quebec, Indiana. Yeah, I don't know the specs off the top of my head about your card, but because I just wasn't in the market for it. I'm normally an NVIDIA guy. Well, I started out as an AMD guy, and then I went to NVIDIA, and I will still try out AMD stuff from time to time because they do come out with good stuff, and I believe in the company.
Awesome. Not a problem at all. I prefer AMD because I just have a perception. This perception may be correct or incorrect. I don't know because I haven't really dived into Linux yet. But I just have this thought that AMD is a little more open source friendly than NVIDIA. That's why.
Copy that. This is KF. EDQ for identification purposes. And I could talk your ear off about Linux, too, if you ever wanted to learn about that. Or probably the best thing you can do is look up a book that I read. I read Linux for Dummies, and that's what I learned most of my stuff from, and, you know, a little bit from school, too. But most of it I learned from the internet, and that led me to the career that I have now. And I work in Linux all day, every day, and I love it.
That's really cool. That's what I was kind of interested in, like the Linux aspect of things. I don't know much at all about Linux, but I'm going to sit down and probably check out that book you're talking about and, like, really deep dive and, like, just learn the basics. Matter of fact, the only Linux thing I recently did, I found out about the NVMECLI command to, like, delete the encryption key to, like, sanitize a drive. I had to do that in Linux in order to clean one of my drives, my NVMe drives. That's the most tough thing I've done in a while in Linux at a terminal.
All right, that's cool. I mean, just getting it. Breaking into that command line, some people are so afraid of it that they won't even touch it, but, it's advantageous to learn it, because if you like to make money, you can get a job doing it for sure if you're familiar. But I live on the command line all day long, so I could tell you, if you have any questions about it, I'd love to answer them.
Here's a question. What's your favorite distro for just home use, not work-related, just for home use, like just when you're just doing your thing?
Okay, so I'll tell you what one of my main loadouts is like. So I'm running Debian. I think I'm running Debian 12 at the moment. And I have the Mate, that's the Mic Alpha Tango Echo desktop environment. And that's my favorite. But when people ask me what they should start out on, I usually tell them Ubuntu, because the interface for it is pretty good. You're not going to learn, you don't have to learn all of the technical aspects of it all at once, so it's less scary. My radio is about to die. Hold on. You can use Debian. That's what I started learning out on. You can use it. It's not as popular as some of the other ones, like CentOS.
Okay, awesome. What do you think about Linux Mint? I know that's like the number one on distrowatch.com. Well, it's in the top three half of the time. But I dabbled with it years ago, and I was dabbling with it recently. I just kind of like it a little bit. But just like a starter distro, right?
I'll tell you, you're on the right website. So, yeah, that's where I find all my distros, too. I'm a big fan of Linux Mint. So, it's like if you want to try and port Windows games over into it, they have a pretty nice, POSIX translator that will do it. I can't remember the name of the tool at the moment, but, Linux Mint, I'm actually a fan of it. It gets too much hate online.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor, standby.
This is KF8EDQ. I'm waiting for my buddy to respond. Hold on.
Oh, hey, Kilo Echo 8, Tango, Quebec, Indiana. So I heard somebody else. How are you? How is everybody?
This is Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. I heard you guys talking radio here a little while ago in that, and I was just going to put 2 cents worth in on a radio. If you're going to look for a handheld, look up that Kwai-Chang Scrambler 10 radio with the 0.5 version board in it. See what it does. You'll be impressed. I have one right here. I just got done with it here about a month ago. I put that new board in it. It's got AM, FM, full 160 to 10 meter in it, Marine, MERS, Green Dot, Blue Dot, International Space Station's in it. Everything's in that thing.
I just want to make sure that I got your call sign down correctly, so please tell me if I'm wrong. I have Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Romeo Victor. Is that correct? This is KF8EDQ.
Roger, you got Jim here. Yep, usually running vertical. That's me.
Copy that, Jim. It's nice to meet you. Thanks for chiming in. We're just kind of shooting it here. I just met Devin, so we were kind of talking about Linux and computers and whatnot. But yeah, I'm actually in the market for my first dual band base station. I'm looking at like a DB25 Pro.
That's a nice radio right there. I'm running a 7900 right now by Yaesu. That's what I'm talking about right now.
Well, you're coming in real good, so keep doing what you're doing, yeah. I guess I'll say 73s to Devin. I don't know if he's gonna chime in again. But Jim, how's your day going? How's you been busy? You been not busy? What's up?
Well, I've been, right now we got tree service stuff that goes on there, taking down trees and stuff after the storm and that, but it's been raining, so we haven't been able to do anything like that. But I work on radios and ham radios, CB radios, the new imports and stuff like that. We do that right here in Bridgeport. That's under Strickland CB. You can look at the Strickland CB site, and you can see some of the work that's being done. Like I said, I just got done with this radio here. It's a little handheld, less than $30 for the Kwai-Chang radio, and this radio does everything. Now they have a new firmware on the 0.5 board that you put in the radio, and that it'll open it up so it'll transmit on everything. Right now I've got this one so it receives on everything, and there's also a spectrum analyzer in it too.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Kilo
like,
Echo 8. Tango, Quebec, Indiana.
Sorry, I don't have to know. What is that thing called?
I want to hear about it. I'll try not to, like, I don't know. But I was listening though. But you were mentioning that Kwai-Chang. Are you do you happen to be familiar with the Island HD2? No, I'm not familiar with that radio at all. I really like the idea of that specific radio because it's waterproof. And it's a handheld HD. And I was just looking at it because it does digital. It has 500,000 contacts. It does DMR. It has 4,000 channels or whatever it does. But it's waterproof. It's supposed to be waterproof. That's what the manufacturer claims. IP68, because I just wanted to go fishing with it. And it's going to get a little wet because I'm going to be dealing with fish. That's why I was interested in it. That's all.
Yeah, the Kwai-Chang is waterproof too. It's basically the same thing. This has got all, well, after I put the new board and stuff in it and did the new firmware, got it all up and running, and that I it's got a 200 channel memory in it. Right now I got 170 channels in it, and one side of it you have aviation, you have all the marine frequencies in it. It's got green dot, blue dot. It has GMRS, FMRS in it. And when now with the new board in it, if you push the 0FM button, all the buttons are different in it. That gives you all your bands from, all your HF bands from 160 to 10 meters. And it actually goes to 6 meters is where it'll go to. And it's kind of weird the way it works, though, when you put that new board in there, because now the all the buttons on the front, when you go to your HF bands, they all work a little bit different, so it's kind of funky. Once you get it figured out, man, this thing is slick. I'm sorry, what's that model number again of that Quanshang? A Quanshang Scrambler 10. Quanshang portable multiband transceiver. Look it up, man. It's a really cool radio, and you can order the new board for it. You don't want the green one. The board that you want for it, it's kind of like a yellow-orange board. That's the one you want, the old 0.5 version. Once take the radio apart, put that board in there, boom. It's just crazy what that radio does.
See, my apologies. I'm sorry for the silence. I was trying to find it on Amazon.
Is it underneath? Say
it for me one more time. I got Quanshang Scrambler 10, but then you said something different.
Is that the official?
I'm sorry. I was listening, but I was trying to find it too. My apologies. That is a Quanshang Scrambler 10 radio. Less than $30.
Are you talking about the UVK5? Because that's what's coming up for me.
Yeah, it's the K58.
Copy that. Yeah, I found, okay, K58. All right, found that. This is KF8EDQ.
Take a look at that radio and then look at the new board that you can put in it. Okay, there's that 0.5 version. That's the board you want to look at for this radio. It's real simple to put in. I put it in this one. Oh, I forgot to mention, too, it's upper and lower sideband now. You have a, you use the BFO in it as a clarifier.
Yeah, this looks like it will do a lot of things. It's not really that powerful, though. It's still very interesting device, though. It does do quite a few different things. Yeah, interesting stuff. All right, yeah, I'll look into it. I'll see if I can find one of these particular ones and get a flash it with a different firmware or something.
I just sold a Zygu. I had a Zygu 6100 too. That was a nice radio. For a matter of fact, the fellow who's got it, he's got it on the internet right now for sale. Man, that thing that's got the Russian firmware in it. Boy, is that thing cool. Okay, yeah, I'm going to look into it, too. I'm pulling it up on the Google and the Amazon, so I'm going to look into it a little bit later. I got another question. Are either of you guys familiar with the Yaesu 510 DASP? I think it's new. It's like $700 or $800. It's like a mobile, but it's kind of fancy to use as a base station as well. Happen to be familiar?
I'm not familiar with that radio. My radio over here, I have a DFT 450D radio, and that's tied in with the YT1200 antenna tuner, run to a KLH300 plus amplifier, and that all goes out to a Taurus all band, all mode antenna. I'll let you guys get back to your computers. I just wanted to chime in and tell you, you know, about that Kwai Chang radio and that, and all the cool stuff that you can get it to do everything in one handheld. You know, that's pretty neat to, you know, for a 5-watt radio and a QRP rig or whatever, and you can take it out on the boat and take it in an airplane or whatever, you know, because it's got all the aviation and it's got all the marine stuff in it too and whatnot. But, you can, it's really cool because it will transmit on all that stuff. that's what makes it really cool. But, all right, I'll get out of here and I'll let you guys get back to your talking about computers and whatnot. And then I just wanted to let you know that there is a radio out there that can do all kind of good stuff. Catch you later, KEAURV. I'll be clear.
Copy that. This
yeah,
is,
no problem.
PFA.
Kilo Echo 8, Tango Quebec, Indiana. Thanks for the information. I got it on my radar now. So, but you said clear. So maybe you're not there anymore. I kind of forgot. I know a little bit about radio. I don't know a whole lot about talking on radio. But yeah, I got it on my radar. So I'm gonna check out and look into it. I'll probably end up getting it since it's like appears to be $30 or $50. But thank you. Over, I suppose.
Just a little bit of information to pass on. So, okay, have a good day. Catch you guys later. And that KE8URV, I'm going to probably go back to the other one.
This is KF8EDQ. You still out there, Devin?
Kilo Echo 8, Tango, Quebec, Indiana. I'm still here. I was just chilling with Jeff, too.
Nothing much. Just talking on the radio at the moment. I'm sitting at my work computer now. I got pinged back to come look at something because one of my tests had caused a problem somewhere, so... Yeah, I don't know. I'm punching the keyboard again. Why? Where do you have to?
Oh, nothing much. I was looking at the radio he was talking about, and then I was trying to find that other radio that I mentioned too. But I'm still. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I was still thinking about the Islands HD2 radio. I was thinking about as well. I was, like, just trying to briefly glance at all of them and see what the differences are. I'm not going to purchase anything in the immediate future. I'm just putting it on my radar.
Copy that, Devin. Well, if you ever want to talk about computers again, I'll be glad to oblige. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to get back to this for now, and you have 73s, and I'm going to be continuing to monitor. So this is KF8EDQ. Have a good one.
Have a great one.
Roger. Alpha 3.
Alpha India, India, Ontario, monitoring.
TV, mobile Echelon.
Okay, very good. I think I heard a KE8 TV. I think it is Charlie Victor Mobile. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India in Ontario.
Suffix is Sierra Echo Victor, Roger.
Okay, Roger. Sierra Echo Victor. Got it down. Perfect. How you doing today, my friend? You got Kevin on this thing in Windsor.
Copy that, Windsor. Good luck going on. Must be some conditions there. Don't just get anybody from Canada over here, but being we're in Michigan, I don't know why not. Good day. Just got off of work over by the airport here by off of Lake Huron, Roger.
Hey, Roger, on that. That's always good when you're done work. I used to always love it. I used to be the first one out of there. They say, let them go. But anyway, yeah, very good. A little bit rainy today. And I'm in the Detroit repeater, so yeah, I don't think we have conditions. It's just that I'm into the 147-200 repeater. Back to you.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, there's a bunch of linked repeaters here. I don't know where that one is, but I'm on the Guilford repeater out of Bay City, Michigan.
Hey, Roger, on the Guilford. Yeah, I talked to someone else that was on that repeater. He said that's a massive area of coverage, so that's very good. Where did you say you were again? Up by Lake Huron?
Yeah, right after that, yes, I'm like, like 300 miles north of Detroit on Lake Huron. Well, only about a mile and a half from the lake, but if you wanted to look it up on Google Maps, it's Iosco County Airport.
Okay, very good, Iosco County Airport, yeah, Lake Huron, 300 miles north of Detroit. Okay, very good, that's awesome. Yeah, I like this repeater. The linked repeaters on this one, 147-200 Detroit, I know yours is different. Everybody's is different, but I've heard people in Saginaw, I've heard Lansing. I don't know how far up it goes, though.
Yeah, neither do I. I think the west side of the state's a little more involved in linked repeaters, but yeah, southern, southeast Michigan. Yeah, there's several of them right there, and from what I've heard, this 310 repeater is quite tall, 8,900 feet, Roger.
Oh, 8 or 900 feet, wow, that's awesome. Yeah, that would give you good coverage for sure. Yeah, this is one of my favorite link repeaters here. I love listening to this one. I love going on this one because back this way, even though we're in the big cities here, Windsor and Detroit, there's not many people on the teenagers anymore. You get it sporadic here and there, and we have our nets, of course. But yeah, I like to jump on here and news out there up in Upper Michigan. I don't think it goes as far as Traverse City, though, maybe towards Grand Rapids. I think I heard somebody near Grand Rapids, so it must just get the lower part of the state, not up by Traverse City or Grayling or anything. Back over to you.
Yeah, copy that. Yep. Yeah, we're kind of waiting to appear on the sunrise side, they call it there. And, there's a 146-640 repeater up here, but I don't think you're going to hit that private repeater. And then from there north, not so much all the way to the Mackinac Bridge. But very lively, south about 75 and to the west, Roger.
Roger on that. Yeah, I'll have to take my ETC when I go up to Frankenmuth. We're going up in, I think, next month there. We always like to stop in Frankenmuth once a year or twice a year. And yeah, I'll take my ETC. It's only 5 watts at the ETC, but maybe I can get into a couple repeaters up there.
Yeah, Roger that. Yep, if you got your repeater book handy on your phone, like myself, and you do all the stuff you gotta do for the POs and the frequencies, it'll be all working for you, right?
Roger on that. Yeah, that's one thing I had to learn. I'm a new ham, a few months in, and getting the 2-meter HD, I couldn't figure out how to program it that I can get into the repeaters, and then I figured out the PLs. I looked on some YouTube videos, so yeah, you got to get all the right PLs, that's for sure. Okay, my friend, 73s for now, mobile easy out there. Congratulations, work's done for the day. Go enjoy your night, and hopefully we'll hear you again on this repeater. Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Echo Victor, this is Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India India, Kevin in Windsor, 73 for now.
That was Sierra Echo Victor.
Sorry, I missed it again. I had Charlie. Sierra Echo Victor. Okay. I'm just correcting it on my log. Sierra Echo Victor. Okay, 73.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 49 degrees.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
Well, good afternoon, WYRC Mobile.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees.
Victor Alpha 3 Alpha India India Ontario monitoring. Victor Alpha 3 Alpha India India Ontario monitoring.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Kilo Victor. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Good copy on you. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Kilo Victor, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India India. Name is Devin, in Windsor, Ontario.
Good to meet you, Kevin. First name is Gordon. Little town called Buer, Michigan. About halfway between Lansing and Grand Rapids.
Hey, Roger that, Gordon. Nice to meet you, too. I always like to jump on this repeater here because it's so linked in there. So you're between Lansing and Grand Rapids. That's awesome. I talked to a gentleman tonight over by Lake Huron on the, what the repeater was. I wrote it down here. Guilford, the Guilford, North Guilford repeater, which is a big repeater out this way. But, yeah, I'm on the Detroit repeater, the 147-200, so... Nice to hear you. You're sounding good.
I just learned about this network Monday night at our local ham net and programmed it in. Thought I mostly listened, but I'll give it a try if somebody's out there.
Hey, Roger, Gordon. Well, I'm glad you did there. I found this out a few weeks ago. I was scanning the band here, and I heard somebody talking, and they were saying they were up by Saginaw and over by Flint and stuff, so I knew they were linked in there. I jumped in, and they started talking to me. So, yeah, this is a great little repeater there, and back this way, I don't know how it is up your way. 2 meters is kind of dead. People here, few people there, but even though I'm next to Detroit in Windsor, it's still dead on 2 meters. A lot of people don't use it or use it sporadically. So it's nice to be able to link up to a bunch of repeaters. Back to you, Gordon.
Yeah, there's a local net I enjoy on Monday nights, and a second one on Tuesday nights out of Grand Rapids. And then this evening I was just participating in one out of Lansing. So... we got to work on keeping the connections, I guess. That's the only way we're going to maintain.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we have our nets back here, too, but in between the nets, not much of traffic on here. But it's great that this, like I say, it links up. Wish somebody would have a net on here. This would be great. We could have all you guys in the western Michigan and a little bit of the northern mid-Michigan. Few of us here in Canada, if any of the Canadians know about this, I don't know if they do. Haven't heard anybody from our area on here, but yeah, it'd be nice to have a net on this frequency.
Well, that's a fun thought, but I'm afraid there'd be hundreds of us. Nobody'd get a word in edgewise because there'd be too many of them.
Yeah, that could be true, Gordon. We'd really have to have a really tough net controller to keep things in order. You're right, for sure. Okay, Gordon, I just wanted to jump on here before I turn everything off for the night. And thanks for coming back to me. It's good to hear you up there. Things are supposed to turn for us. All the rain's supposed to go away and it's supposed to get a little warmer next week. So hopefully it's true. I want summer to come back here. So anyway, Gordon, 73, have a great weekend. Hope we'll catch you up here again on this frequency. I wrote you down in the log. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Kilo Victor from Victor Alpha 3,
Alpha India India Kevin in Windsor, Ontario. 73 Gordon, have a great night.
Pleasure was mine. KF8 AKV OG 73.
Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 48 degrees.